blessing that I cannot yet see. I want to say,
thank you,
I give up all for you, God. I want to say,
thank you, Lord.
We the grateful, we the song of praise, read my ancestors stretch out. I will bless your name. Yeah. We're the grateful Lord. Yeah. We're the song of praise. And with my arms so stretched to you, Lord. Hey, I say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
mountain you would raise up for me, just to come up to me. There is no wall you won't take down, like you won't take down, just to come up to me.
Come on, don't stare. Shut your eyes and lift your hands to Him and worship Him. Hey, worship Lord. Hey, hey, hey. Just go ahead and worship. And I know that. Yeah. Victorious breath in the house, say,
hallelujah.
You have won it all for me.
You have won it all.
That is why I can lift my hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have won the victory. You want to shout it?
Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You have won it all. Sing it one more time. Say,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have won the victory.
We have won the victory.
Hallelujah.
Shinanone. You have won it all. Come on, can we all lift our voices one more time? Hallelujah.
Oh,
say, the words of the song. You are.
You are the risen King.
That is why we stand in victory and declare, you're seated in majesty.
Seated in majesty.
And we're seated together with Him. You are the risen King.
You are the risen King.
With your hands lifted high, just the voices alone. Death could not hold.
Seated in majesty.
You are the reason.
You are the reason.
So I love you forever. I love you forever. Any child of God want to declare, I love you forever. I love you forever. Oh, oh, oh. I love you forever, Lord. Sing it again. I love you forever. Handelele boss, yanalele, handelele. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you. Mana nosia, oh oh, hey, forever. Ika nosia, hey. Woo! You wanna lift your hands and say, I worship forever. I worship, worship, worship. Eh, eh. Sandolele, sandolele. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You want to sing it? Come on. Say, I worship. Sandolele, sandolele.
Name of
glory
to God.
Oh, 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 oh.
Glory.
it one more time.
I love you forever.
But sometimes I want to say,
Jesus, you love me too much.
I know you love him.
Too much. Oh.
He first loved you before you loved him. Hey, say,
Jesus, you love me too much. Everybody say,
I can't do
it.
That's why I declare, oh, Jesus, you love me too much. Diana.
Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory to God, praise God, praise God. Wow, awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for an amazing, amazing worship. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Wow, glory to God. So how you doing? How we 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 doing? We're great. I believe we're making progress. Please always have in mind that in every situation, God's word sustains us. God's word keeps us. God's word is our succor. We've got the Holy Ghost. And I believe also that God puts people around us. Sometimes we need to look well to see them. Sometimes they might not come, you know, in the packages we expect them to come in, but they come, you know, they come that way. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, everybody has this picture of, you know, maybe Cinderella and then the prince and all of that. But my point is, you know, God sends people to you, and then you need to learn to discern who the people are. You need to learn to discern. So that's what I mean, discern. You know, so a guy might be your friend, but it might not be this very handsome guy. And I don't mean friend like friend of a lady. I mean friend of another guy. He's not that kind of, you know, clean guy like you and all of that. But he has a lot of wisdom. Just might need over time to adjust his clothes. So all because you're looking at the fact that, you know, he's not looking clean, you just even disdain him completely. And then you miss the wisdom that he comes with. You know, you just miss the, you know, you miss everything. You know, there are people who are smart, but they don't give attention to certain things. So if you focus too much on what you were looking for, you'll miss what that person was sent to you as a gift. Did you get that? If you focus too much on what you're looking for, then you'll miss what you know, were supposed to get as a blessing. So I believe this season, out of this season, be on the lookout, all right? Be on the lookout and define why you're having friends and relationships. Are they purpose built? Are they purpose inspiring? You know, can't I have friends just for fun? Yeah, but shouldn't be like a strong percentage. If all those people are useful for is fun, then it's questionable. Then who helps them to improve? Who helps you to improve? So, I mean, great friends should also maybe have some time for fun. So that's fantastic. You know, so, but if you say, well, this person is just for fun, I want to have fun. You know, I just go, we laugh, we crack jokes, and then I walk away. You know, so almost like person not really there for anything else but that. So my point is, anyway, be open, but be discerning. Be discerning. I believe the Holy Ghost will help you there. Be discerning, be discerning, be discerning. All right, there are people that you might never have met before, but somehow just know there's something here. So be discerning. Be discerning people you can learn from, people who might learn from you, you know, people eventually might be able to do business with. But it's not always, what can I gain? Don't forget, we're blessed to be a blessing. Is that all right? So sometimes it's, who can I bless? Who can I bless? Who can I bless? And you're just all out to bless. And do you know, Bible says, give and it will be given back to you. And that Luke, you know, 6 and 38 was not just restricted to money. So maybe we should take a look at it. So Luke chapter 6, Luke 6, Luke 6, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you there? Luke 6, 38 of Luke 6 says, give and it will be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. All right, for with the same measure you meet will be measured back to you again. So yes, we use it for money and it could apply, but let's go way up, upward. Let's see. Let me not take us too far. All right, let's pick from 30 anyway. Nah, let's pick from 28. Nah, let's pick from 27. 27. All right, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Please, I didn't write this, so Jesus said it. All right, I say unto those, you know, who hear, love your enemies. You and I know naturally that's like, Lord, did you say that? Please delete. All right, but he did say it, and that's why his love is shed abroad in our hearts. But I say unto you that hear, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. I'll take this again, please. Are you ready? All right. But I say unto you that here, love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. And unto them that smite you on one cheek, offer the other. Him that takes away your cloak, don't stop him from taking your coat also. Give to every man that asks of you. And of him that takes away your goods, don't ask again. You know? And as you would that men should do to you, do likewise to them also. For if you love them that love you, what benefit do you have? For sinners also love those that love them. If you do good to them that do good to you, what thanks do you have? Sinners also do even the same. If you lend to those of whom you have hope to receive, what thanks do you have? Sinners also lend to sinners and receive as much gain. But love your enemies and do good. Lend, hoping for nothing. Your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore what? Merciful, as your heavenly Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will not, and you will be forgiven. Rather, give, and it will be given unto you. So he's speaking from a context. All right? You forgive, you don't judge, you don't condemn, you show mercy. So, like I said, money comes in from there, but the context comes from way back down. All right? Give, it will be given unto you. All right? Give, it will be given unto you. I love the 31st verse. As you would love that men do to you, do ye also likewise. Then this is usually referred to as a golden rule. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. So it's a seed time harvest principle. It's a seed time harvest mindset. It's, you know, when you consciously sow a seed. And when I say seed, once again, all the levels of seed here aren't money related. All right? Sometimes the seed is a seed of mercy to someone. Sometimes the seed is a seed of kindness to someone. All right? So while you're feeling nobody's kind to me this season, nobody's good to me this season, nobody has been, and you know, people have a way of getting so self, what's it now? People get carried away, focusing too much on themselves. They miss, you know, this principle here. Because in many ways, there are different ways that God actually gets to answer our prayers. All right, please notice 31 again. As you would want men to do to you, do to others also. All right, do to them likewise. So it's a seed. It's a seed. It's a seed. It's a seed. You know, so while you're like, nobody's checking up on me, nobody's giving to me, nobody's remembering to ask me how I'm doing, you sow that seed to someone else. Check up on people. And don't check on one and say, well, I've tried. I've done one. Someone else should do one back. Just check up on people. Doesn't have to be by, you know, airtime. It could be WhatsApp. It could be, you know, check up on people. You know, nobody's asking me if I've been able to eat. Ask someone if they've been able to eat. But I don't have something to share. Even if it's a cup of Gary. You know, even if it's How you doing? Do you have food? I really don't. Wow. I don't too, but if once I get something, you know, I'll check back and, you know, see, you know, what I can share with you. That's still love. So the person knows that, oh, you care, you wanted to help, but you didn't allow your inability to help to stop you from sharing the care. As you want others to do to you, do to them also. Do to them also. Listen, the greatest gift is love that we could give to people. Now, love has actions, all right? For God to love the world that He gave. So what are the things we give? We give kindness. We give mercy. We give, you know, warmth. We give acceptance. So these are seeds you sow to people. Anybody understanding what I'm saying? These are seeds you sow to people. They are seeds you sow. So, but I want us to read, you know, this again from 27. But I say unto you that here, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you. Is any of this easy? No, but I mean, he was talking here pre-Holy Spirit, was talking here pre, you know, New Covenant. God can nowadays strengthen us, all right, and give you wisdom. You know, we're still fresh in this whole love series we're dealing with, you know. 29, and unto him that smites you on one cheek, offer the other. To him that takes away your cloak, do not forbid him to take away your coat also. Give to everyone that asks you. You know, whoever takes away your goods, obviously takes it away without maybe asking. Don't ask again. You know, you find out that we're being trained to fight for our rights, and that's fantastic. You need to know what your rights are. Okay, you need to know. And the truth is, I believe that the citizenry should be a lot more enlightened on rights and privileges. All right, but that's, you know, but I'm talking about when two people are, you know, talking and one person trying to claim rights, and, you know, while that is good to still know what is ideal, what courtesy demands, and all those things, we sometimes cross the line of the love walk. I'll say that again. While we're trying to claim those rights, those, I'm not his mate, he shouldn't have talked to me like that, you know, while we try to claim those rights, we subtly cross the line of the love walk. So does that mean, you know, people should just spit on you, talk about you, you know, and all of that kind of stuff? You need to ask yourself, what will love do? And that's what we're learning. What will love do? So let's look at the character of love. 1 Corinthians 13. The character of love. The character of love. You know, we could call that many things, right? So, well, I choose to call it character today, okay? So, 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I'm using King James. The word really is not charity. The word is agape. Yes. So basically it's love, all right? And it's not have not, all right? It's more of display, you know, because it's in you. That I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, and become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and understand all knowledge, and I mean, though I have all faith, so that I remove mountains, and I have no charity, I'm nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned, and I have no charity, it profits me nothing. So I'm starting off with King James, right? Charity suffers long. Let me just switch it to love, all right? Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not, does not vaunt itself, is not puffed up, doesn't behave itself unseemly, does not seek its own, not easily provoked, doesn't think any evil, doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in righteousness and truth, or rejoices in truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So I would switch. So let me switch first to NLT. Okay, loading. Alright, 1 Corinthians 13. I'm using a different app on this one, so just give me like a few. Yeah, okay. Alright, so now I'm in verse 4, okay? The character of love. Love is patient and kind. That's love. Patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Are you getting that now? Love, I'm taking it again from 4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. So note the words. We'll come back to them. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, endures through every circumstance. So we'll pick it again. Now, this being the character of love, lets us know that this also would be the character of the love that God has. Because the love we have is the love of God. So this is God's love towards us, okay? But this is now the love we have received so as to display to other people. Did you get that? All right? Because the love we have, all right? Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, okay? By the Holy Ghost that God has given unto us. So God put his own love in us. So if this is the character of the love in us, this therefore is the character of the love of God. So love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Not jealous, not boastful, not proud, not rude. People say, yeah, but God is jealous. Yeah, he was one that told us. We didn't discover it. So I'm not sure that's a revelation to him. But if you interpret what he refers to as jealousy as what you refer to as jealousy, God is love, okay? So if the God that is love says, I am jealous, why would he be? Look at it. So God created you, and God has all the great plans for you. And then you want to sort yourself out some other way. God's jealousy, God was God before you showed up. God will be God when you're gone. All right? God will be God if people go to hell. God will be God if people go to heaven. Please understand this. So God's jealousy is jealousy for your good. Okay? Because the things we get involved in, the things we allow to take our attention away from him, have a way of blocking our flow with him and hindering us from receiving from him as much as he wants to. Bless us. Say, ah! Why are these kids doing this? Oh, dear Lord, no. So, yes, he's jealous. But not jealous like, they have abandoned me. He wasn't lonely, so he created man. In as much as, yeah, we know he created man for fellowship. But he wasn't lonely. He wasn't out of loneliness. So, God's jealousy is such as to do you good. So, he hurts him. You know, it's like when a woman, you know, is you know, she's breastfeeding the child. When she's full, it hurts. All right? She needs the baby to help her out. You know, so God wants us to help him out, if you understand the analogy. You know, so when God's full and then his kids are busy, you know, instead of, you know, because El Shaddai means the multi-breasted one. So instead of his children now coming to pull from his unlimited resources, they're now trying to scrum different deals unconsciously with the devil and the world and sin, you know, or with selfishness and, you know, or with themselves, you know, their personal ability to hustle. And God is looking at, you know, all he has, his full resources to bless you. All right? So God is like, I want to bless you. I'm here to bless you. And then see what you're doing. So, I mean, God knows that there are no other gods now. Come on. Paul taught us that in the New Testament, but God obviously revealed that to Paul. So when God said, you know, I don't want you to have any other God apart from me because I'm a very jealous God, what's the point? Because nobody can do you like me. That's the point. So it hurts to think that I could bless you so much, but you could still want to wander somewhere else where they can never, ever, 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 ever treat you like I would. I hope you're getting this. So God is not jealous like a jealous girlfriend. So let's stop comparing all those kinds of carnal things. Alright? God is not jealous like a jealous husband. Let's stop being carnal about it. God is love. God is light. In him, there's no darkness. Human jealousy is a lot of darkness. The foundation of it is fear. Alright? He has insecurity. He has loss. You know, she might go away, he might go away, loss. But all that is fear. Fear of losing the person. Fear of, you know, so jealousy. It's all fear. Perfected love cast out fear. Please understand this. And God is love. So God cannot have fear. Larry hasn't been talking to me in the last 5 days. Maybe Larry doesn't want to worship me again. Someone should go and beg Larry for me. No, God himself even put systems in place by his own love. Who is sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercessions for us? Jesus. That's his love at work. He's making all resources available. Oh, hallelujah. Making resources available for you and I. Guys, that's not darkness. That's not jealousy. As human beings have now come to interpret jealousy. All right? Human jealousy is the one Paul is addressing here. This is clearly flesh. So once again, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous, not boastful, not proud, not rude. They say, I needed to be rude, blah, blah, blah. No problem. Love does not demand its own way. Love is not irritable. Love keeps no record of being wronged. Love does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices. When truth wins out, love never gives up, never loses faith, always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Let me go to the Passion Translation. Love is large and incredibly patient. Did you get that, somebody? Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. All right, and this goes to what Jesus was telling us in Luke 6, because we seem to be kind to those who are kind to us. We seem to be good to those who are good to us. All right, and some of us have this seasonal kindness. All right, if you're kind to me now, I'm kind to you now. If you're not kind to me again, I'm not kind to you again. No, so I'll take it again. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Okay, so here is streamlining to the blessing. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let me read the Amplified Classic. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Love is not boastful or vainglorious. Love does not display itself haughtily. Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. Love is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own right or its own way. For it's not self-seeking. It's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. You know, so when we have all this, they know I don't like it, they know I don't like it, why are they doing it, they know I don't like it, they know I don't, I can't take it, I can't take it, I can't take it. Calm down, please. Let's get on God's word. Because we realize that many of us believers don't even know what love work is. And each person seems to have now defined love work. But the truth is the word of God. No other truth is outside God's word. I mean, all truth is God's word. Absolute truth is God's word. Your opinion is not truth. You know, you might say, well, my truth, guy. Which truth is important to you? Yours or God's? Let God alone be true, Bible says. And every man a liar. So we get to hug our opinions. You find people say, well, as far as I'm concerned, I feel it should be like this. No, have you taken out time to study the Bible? Have you taken out time to meditate on the scriptures? I mean, we all need to grow on this. We all need to get better on this. We all need to improve on this. Someone killed someone's child. Was it, you know, when was that? Was it last year, 2 years ago in the U.S.? And then the family said, we forgive the person. While some of that families will be looking forward to death row, death row, death row. And you say, well, the child is gone now. Easy for you to say. But they are rights. Whoever kills should be killed. So some enjoy those rights. You know, but my son would want that we allow you live. So we drop the charges. It's the love of God and it's what my son would want us to do. It's just love. It's just love. So what will love do? What will love do? So they're like snacks at the end of the hall, at the back of the hall. And you had seen it. Maybe you had even eyed a particular one. The meeting ends and then you're dashing towards the snack table. Could be at work. Could be at church. Could be at a small gathering somewhere. Just before you got there, someone picked it. That's when you say, I've eyed it. I've like, come on. Oh, leave it. Leave it. But it's paining me now. Hold the pain. Swallow it. Hug yourself. What will love do? Because as you mean, you even picked it. Please listen. And someone now stood beside you and said, oh, and I wanted to take that. Do you know you could actually give it to the person? In as that you have eyed it before you entered that meeting. That's not meant to say, oh, sorry, you may have taken this one. That's really not what to do then. Really not what to do. And this is not me talking, all right? This is... that we have to look, what's the character of love, all right? What's the character of love? I've told you guys a couple of times, I wasn't always gentle. All right? Something happened to me. And I'm still getting better. So what's the character? What's the nature of love? This is what we're learning. Sometimes I say, I can't take it, I can't take it, and I've been there too, I can't take it, I can't take it. But have you noticed that God is so forbearing? As in like so. And that's what the Bible is saying here. Let's look at the beginning again. Love endures long. Amplified Classic, all right, verse 4. Love endures long. It means love can take it. Love can take it. Love endures long. Long. And is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Love is not boastful or vainglorious. Love does not display itself haughtily Love is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. Love is not rude or mannerly. Love does not act unbecomingly. You know, just acting out of order. I don't care. No, you need to care. So any believer having this I don't care attitude, if you're not careful, you're not acting in love. You don't have to have an I don't care. You should care. Does that mean you should now be, you know, bent over by opinions of everybody? No, that's a different point. Even when you want to do what you want to do, do it with a heart of, I know everybody might not understand, but I believe this is what I need to do. It doesn't, I don't care. Don't do that. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Because we seem to use the word care in the wrong times and we do not use it at the right time. Alright? So we know how to say, I don't care. You know? But then we worry, but Bible says, cast your care. You know? So, care. Cast it. Those are things, you know, because you should not have a care. Be careful for nothing. Alright? Philippians 4 teaches us that from verse 6. Be careful for nothing. So when he says, don't care, it means don't carry anxiety. That's actually the Bible. So when you say, I don't care, you should be talking to the devil, not to somebody in that sense. I refuse to care. I refuse to carry that load or care on me. I refuse to carry that burden on me. I refuse that care. Do you get that? So Paul says it in Philippians 4. Peter teaches us also, cast your cares. Cast it. Don't carry the care. It's not about people, guys. So use the care thing in the right place. Okay? Use it in the right place. You know, and this food thing, again, please. I mean, we would keep having opportunities to be in places where food is given. All right? Food is served. Food is... Don't go there and just stay. Calm yourself down. Don't... That sausage, I want it. It's one more. Don't take it. Oh, if you were about to pick it and someone beside you just said, and I was about to take it, let it go. Sausage did not die for you on the cross. Let it go. Let it go. It's the same way, you know. Someone could appreciate something you're wearing, you could remove it and give it to the person. If you feel you should in that case anyway, that one is your private possession. But it's not something given to everybody free. Nothing belongs to anybody. It's food. You know? And you find people, you know, sometimes in a number of services, you know, maybe cake is offered and all those kinds of things. You find some take once, you find them take twice, and you find some even say, I've not taken before, and they've taken three times. We use it in church, we do it in parties, collect something under the table, you know, something else under the table, you know, something else under the table, something else under the table. Please, are you getting me, please? So, these attitudes need to be handled well. These attitudes need to be well dealt with, well, you know, sorted. Are you getting this? We need to behave ourselves. We need to be becoming, all right? Not unbecoming. Let's keep reading so it could end soon. That's unbecoming. All right. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own right or on its own way, for it's not self-seeking, it's not touchy or fretful or resentful, takes no account of evil done to it, takes no account of evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Many of us, we also need to improve on that. We're going to keep reading this thing. They will get it. Love does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices when right and truth prevails. Love bears up under anything, and everything that comes. Love ever is ready, or is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Glory to God. Endures everything without weakening. Did you get that? Okay, so we're going to still read through this on Sunday. But between now and then, go through it on your own. Please, just read through on your own. Read through on your own. Would that be nice? Right? Because this is how we're going to build character. Okay? This is how we're going to build character. So just end reading quickly Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. So where is my Galatians? Yep. And 5. Yep. So Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. You know, we've thought that it didn't say fruit of the Spirit are. It says the fruit of the Spirit is. So the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, all right? Then he begins again to list characters of love, which really, if you look through somehow, you find in 1 Corinthians 12. All right, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. There's no overdue. There's no boundary. Yeah? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith or faithfulness, meekness, temperance. There's self-control. Against such, there's no overdue. All right? If we develop these characters, we'll be developing Christ-likeness. And that's where, you know, that's what Jesus wants from all of us. Christ-likeness. Is that all right? So we have to intentionally cultivate these characters. All right? So I'm love. I have joy. You know? I have peace. I'm long-suffering. I'm gentle. I'm good, I'm faithful, I am meek, I'm self-controlled. Against these things, guys, there is no law. All right? So I believe you've been blessed, yeah? So you could drop comments, let me know, all right? Let me know how much this blessed you. You could let me know what blessed you. If you don't write it generally, you could send it privately, but let me know. But we're still on this, all right? We've talked about God's love for us, God's love for us, and we could do that for the whole year. So I know we're not done with that too. But let's start learning what is expected of us. Because we are born of God. That means we are born of love. Because God is love. So we being children of love cannot be acting like a stranger's child. We can't be God's children and then we act like devil's, you know, grandsons. You know. So we have to take up God's own character. So this is the character of God. And the DNA is already inside you and I. So the more we look into the mirror of God's word, the more we are transformed. Do you get that? Yeah. The more we are transformed from one level of expression and experience to another. Amen? Praise God. All right. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I believe you've been blessed. Lord, I declare, you know, revelation knowledge is increased where you're concerned. All right. That your eyes are seeing. You see the realities of who you are in God's word. You see the rich inheritance that you have available in Christ. I pray that you are strengthened with might by God's Spirit in your inner man. I pray that you stand tall even in the days of adversity. I declare that you are full of energy, full of strength, full of wisdom, full of capacity to deal with things. I speak grace. Yes, grace, 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 grace into all that concerns you. Grace. Grace, grace and peace, like Paul will say in his letters. Grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace in the name of Jesus. I declare that you enjoy favor upon favor. You enjoy kindness upon kindness. You enjoy goodness upon goodness in the name of Jesus. Right, so please don't forget where we started from. You do to others what you're expecting people to do to you. Even if they are doing to you already, don't forget it is more blessed to give than to receive. So keep showing love to people around you
Can we give offerings? Yes, you give to those who bless you spiritually. So your church does that. I'm sure you have account details. You don't need to be bogged with it. Once you make up your mind to do that, it's somewhere on your pages. Check your page media. They must have thrown it there at one point or the other several times. So, yeah, I mean, so you do that. Those who teach you God's word, all right, to all men, especially to those of the house of faith. All right, love you. My wife sends her love. All right, so we'll see you on Sunday, 9 a.m. All right, and please, please, in case you've not been joining in, all right, morning faith boost, 7 a.m. every day. All right, so thank you. Bye.